Hey, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about surviving winter, because at this time of the year, you know, we've gone all through Christmas and Thanksgiving, the holidays, it's gotten cold. We did New Year. We made it through dry January, if you did that, and we get into February, and then it all of a sudden feels like it is going to last forever. I mean, surviving winter is what all of us are basically doing in February. If you remember back last September, you were just breaking out the puffy coats and you were all excited because it was a little chill in the air. And, you know, you got to wear something different besides what you'd been wearing all summer. But by this time of the year, we are done with the puffy and the sweaters and the cold weather and all of the never-ending gray days that go with all that. March, April, May seem so far away. For me, usually by this time of the year, I have entered winter survival mode. Now, if you are struggling with Old Man Winter yourself, I have got 5 easy tips on how to lighten your mood and hopefully make these last few days or months of winter bearable until we get to some greener pasture. So let's get into it. Hey, friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, "I'm starting today," and end it with, "I'll start again tomorrow"? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. So some of you may have heard the term seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. That is what they use for short. Now, SAD, besides the emotion, is where the lack of sunlight and vitamin D causes symptoms to mimic depression. Now, most of us during the winter months, we won't have full-on SAD depression, but a lot of us can suffer from what are called the winter blues. I know that I definitely do and have, especially over the last few years. You know, the thing is, it's absolutely normal to feel a little down when it's colder and when it's gray and when you may be stuck inside more than you want to be. And this kind of feeling of this blues feeling, this little bit of depression feeling, you know, it may sneak up on us. We may be going about our business just fine. And then one day we're just kind of like, wow, where did that come from? But I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to March. But it's important to be able to realize and recognize when you are starting to feel down so that you can take some action. So I've got 5 tips. And number 1 is make sure to get enough vitamin D. Now, during the winter months, you need to make sure that you're getting the vitamin D that you need and that is recommended by professionals. You know, if your body has too little vitamin D, you may experience fatigue and aches and pains in your muscles and in your bones. So if you are feeling extra tired during this time of the year, ask yourself, are you getting enough sunlight? I would recommend on a sunny day, you know, choose a spot to sit in the sun for like 20 minutes and take those few minutes to soak in that sunlight and, you know, read a book while you're doing it. You can just sit there and soak up the sun, but you can also multitask. You can answer some emails. You can scroll through your Instagram or whatever you do. You can read a book. I love doing this every single morning when the sun is out. Now, if you live in an area where it's gray for many days on end, you can invest in a mood disorder lamp. Those things do exist. I do happen to have one, but this lamp, it mimics the sun. You know, you can get it, you can put it on your desk at work and just turn it on for a few minutes during the day while you are working. Now, these things are found at Amazon. They're fairly cheap. I think I got mine for like $15. And during those gray days, and you know, it's a great way to get in that mimicked sunlight. Now, if nothing else works, make sure to take a vitamin D supplement each day. Now, I do this anyway, so, you know, it couldn't hurt. So we get to number two. Start a hobby or get into one that you already have. And a little bonus to this is setting a goal to complete something by winter's end. So if the days are getting really long and dark for you, then fill up that time with something that you enjoy doing, or create a goal of something that you want to do or to complete or reach before the warmer temperatures come. You know, winter is a perfect time to enjoy an existing hobby that you may have, or even to try one out. I mean, do you like to read? Do you like to sew or make things? You know, have you been wanting to learn how to play the guitar? You know, this is the perfect time to jump in just a little more to see what you can do, all in fun. And you may even discover something that might be a real talent that you have that you just haven't tapped into yet. And you may even continue it on into the summer months. So the other thing is, you could even set some sort of goal to complete during this time of year. You know, have you been wanting to redo your bathroom or paint the hallway or some other type of DIY project around the house? You know, this is a time to do some internet research on that thing, put some idea boards together, do a Pinterest board, go to the paint shop and get some swatches of different paint colors and bring them home and put them, you know, on the wall and see what it looks like. And then, you know, while you're stuck inside, get those things done. And then you'll be able to enjoy them in the winter, in the summer months. I mean, you're not going to want to be stuck inside painting the house during the summer. That would suck. So number three, let's speed up winter by slowing down. You know, a lot of times we get to this time of year and we just want winter to hurry up and be over. You know, we start wishing our time away. But January, February, March, and April, that whole time span, they are the perfect time to slow down and enjoy all the smaller things that life offers before all of the opportunities and running around that summer brings. You know, do things like, you know, take a bath. When's the last time you took a bath? Explore cooking a new recipe, something that you can take over into summer, or learn to bake bread, something like that. Maybe you want to learn how to make beer. That'd be interesting. You do you, whatever it is. Or what if you slowed down by doing some yoga, you know, whether that be at a studio somewhere in a class, or through a class online, because I know that there are tons of those available. What if you just started doing some regimented stretching during this time of the year? How about reading a book just for fun? Who does that anymore, right? You know, this is the time of the year to get your stress levels down to a manageable level so that you can handle the rest of the year. You need to really take advantage of this time. Think of all the things that you are grateful for and write them down. You know, it's very hard to be depressed or have the blues when you are thankful for everything that you have. Okay, number four. In the words of the TV show Parks and Recreation, sometimes you just got to treat yourself to something fun. It is the best time of year to do that. You know, we're post-Christmas, and for me, post-birthday, and we've had Valentine's Day. So, you know, it's the perfect time to find ways to finally treat yourself to something fun or just something that you have maybe been wanting for a while, been thinking about. You know, it could be a big thing. It could be a small thing. You know, it doesn't have to cost money. It could be a free thing. It could be something that costs money. Whatever it is, just something to help raise your winter spirits. And a little reminder for yourself when you purchase this thing or do this thing or create this thing for yourself, it reminds you of how special that you are to yourself. For me, nothing makes me feel better than a new pair of underwear. I don't know anybody that doesn't feel good when they put on a new pair of underwear. And how often do we go out and buy new underwear? Why don't you go treat yourself to some new underwear this time of year? Or what about if you went out and, you know, got your nails done? I mean, that's a little splurge. And there's nothing like just sitting, like I could be sitting here. I don't have painted nails right now. But if I went and did that, I just know I would be sitting here at my desk just looking at them over and over. Yeah, a little pick me up, a little feel good, especially if you got some sort of bright color. For me, my own love language to myself, if I was going to treat myself, would be a new pair of shoes. I will not lie. Mike is, if I ever come home with an extra bag, he's like, what'd you do? Buy a pair of shoes. It's either shoes or a jacket. I am a sucker for either one of those things. And I love them both. Like I said, Valentine's Day was this month. So don't let the month get away without showing yourself some love and indulging in a little treat. So last but not least, number five on the list, focus on your health. Can I beat this dead horse just a little bit more? You know, winter is the perfect time to put extra focus on your health. It's a really good time to start taking some inventory of where you are, how you feel, what you think you're missing, where you think you're doing well with it. And then putting together a list of some things that you might want to start working on or doing as you move through the rest of the year. Use this time to recognize what your body needs and start building good habits during the winter. You know, developing a routine is so much easier at this time of year. And actually, I think right now in February is the perfect time to start. And when I talk about your health, you know, it could be any part of your health, your overall well-being. Make sure to hydrate your skin using good lotion. Drink lots of water to keep your body hydrated. And like I mentioned before, develop a good stretching routine and incorporate it, you know, while you're binge watching whatever on Netflix during the winter. I especially challenge you to start doing some daily cardio and resistance training. You know, you can go to the gym and do it. You can do it at your own house. You can do it outside. It doesn't matter where you do it, as long as you do it. Besides of all the benefits that doing this training can bring you, hello, there are many. Think about preparation for a new challenge or a physical opportunity that you may have this summer. For example, say you are planning a trip to like go hiking at the Grand Canyon this summer, or, you know, maybe you're going to go out to Utah and do some hiking. Well, you just can't go and do that without any kind of base of fitness. I mean, you can, but you're not going to have any fun. You're going to enjoy this experience so much more if your body is prepared, which means you need to start moving and getting your body ready today. I mean, did you let yourself go a little bit over the winter, over Thanksgiving and Christmas and January, let's be honest, or even just over this last few years, just all out, just let yourself go a little bit? Well, it's not too late to reverse all of that, but you have to start. And wintertime is the best time to get going on that. And if you just need an easy plan put together for you to follow and to get started, then I have some nutrition suggestions, some outlook, some ideas for you. And then I have actual cardio and resistance training workouts recorded for you to do with me, and a plan for you to follow for 30 days so that you can kind of get your mojo moving towards feeling better for when summer gets here. It's really going to make a difference in your overall physical health and help you get moving toward everything that you're going to be enjoying soon when summer gets here. Can't get here soon enough. You know, the financial investment in this Midlife in Motion program, it's small, but if you follow this plan, you are going to see huge results in just 30 days, and you're going to want to continue. I would almost guarantee you that if you follow the plan, you're going to want to keep going past the 30 days. Go to leslielmcshane.com/course to get all the details on that and get started. I mean, I don't think that you can afford to wait. I hope that you are not wasting this winter time. You know, our days are numbered. We absolutely have no idea how many days we have ahead. And it's up to us to make the most of every single one. Remember that this can be a very special time of year that you can reflect and build and make plans and get moving that is going to make the rest of your year a total success. So let's recap really fast the 5 ways to survive the rest of this winter. Number one, make sure to get enough vitamin D. Very important. Number two, start a hobby or get into one you already have. And bonus, set a goal to complete something by winter's end. Number three, speed up winter by slowing down. Number four, treat yourself to something fun. And number five, focus on your health. I am so excited to get you fired up. I hope that you're getting fired up today. I'm fired up. You know, I've been really consistent with taking vitamin D this winter, and I feel like it's made a difference for me. I really do. And for me, I've consciously been trying to slow down a little bit. Summer is always so jam-packed with things. You know, I ride a lot during the summer, ride my bicycle a lot during the summer. So this is the time of year for me to kind of stoke that fire and getting fired up to ride all summer. I do some cross training. I do some other things to kind of get my mind ready to jump back in that into that in the summer. And I've really been trying to focus on my nutrition this winter as well. It's so easy to just fall off the wagon and then be stuck with a huge mountain to climb to get ready for summer. But I think that it's something that you really need to start focusing on now. And all of these things will help keep you young. That's it for today. I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to roll on down the show page to give this podcast a 5-star rating if you haven't, so that the mean old algorithm can show me some love for a change. And until next time, everybody, make sure to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Be grateful, friends. Till next time. See ya. Bye.